Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today and being willing to share your story.
Sure.
May I ask you to please state your name?
Miriam Bouch.
Miriam.
Of course, that time was Margolis.
Margolis.
My single name.
Okay, that was your maiden name. And Bouch is your married name.
Right.
Okay. And how old are you?
I was born in 1933.
1933?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mary, tell me, where did you live before you came to the Jewish home?
I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay. And I know you told me you and your husband were married in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can you tell me a little bit about your ethnic background? Where is your family from originally?
Poland.
From Poland.
I was born in the capital of Poland. My mother came from a little town in Poland, Poinsk. Matter of fact, she knew Ben Gurion. You know who Ben Gurion is?
Yes. How did she know him?
I think that was related.
Wow.
Kind of.
And how about your father? Where was he from?
Also from Poland. I don't know exactly from where, but I know it's from Poland.
Mm-hmm. And you were born?
In Poland.
Also in Poland. Okay. And do you have any siblings?
I have a brother who was born. My mother was married again. So I have a brother.
Okay.
From that.
But you were the only child from your mother and your father.
Yeah, my brother was killed in the Holocaust.
Your brother was older or he was younger than you?
He was 3 years younger.
Mary, do you remember how old you were when the war started?
I was very young.
What do you remember from the war?
I remember very little. I also remember the woman saved my life, a Polish woman.
Tell me about the Polish woman.
Oh, she was very nice. She was very good to me.
And when you say she saved your life, how did she do that?
By keeping me with her.
And how did you know this woman?
Would you believe it? I don't remember how.
So when the war started, this woman took you in.
Right.
Into her home.
Right.
And did you have to hide in her home?
No.
It sounds like maybe she took you in and acted as you were her daughter.
Not exactly.
Okay. So what happened before she took you in? Were you still with your parents at home?
I don't remember a lot of things. I like to forget.
It's very painful.
Right.
Yes, yes. But one positive thing you remember is the Polish woman.
Sure, why wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. She was good to me.
And this woman was not Jewish?
No, she was Polish.
Wow. And you were separated from your parents?
Of course, yeah.
Do you know where your parents went?
No.
I'm sure it's very painful.
It is.
Yeah. What do you remember about your parents? What did they do for work? What were they like?
Oh, my father had a leather business.
A leather business?
Yeah. Then they would make shoes from.
Oh, okay. He would make shoes.
Yeah. He didn't make shoes, but he, that was another business.
And how about your mother? Did she work?
Not that time, no.
Mm-hmm. She was at home raising you and your brother.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, did you stay with the Polish woman the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. How many years were you with
her? I don't know exactly.
Do you remember her name?
Maria Asta, how can I forget?
Was there anybody else living in the house with you and Maria?
She had a son. Okay. I think she had a daughter too.
And at that time, were you able to go to school?
No.
You stayed at home.
I couldn't go to school.
What did you do during the day?
Not very much.
So, Mary, what happened when you finally left Maria's home? Where did you go?
The Jewish committee sent me to Zakopane to recuperate because I wasn't healthy enough. Because, you know, when she had what to eat, I had that. When she didn't have what to eat, I didn't have either.
Where did you go?
To Zakopane, which is in the mountains in Poland.
In Poland, to Zakopane in the mountains. Okay. And did you know anybody when you got there?
No.
Wow. Did you meet other survivors like you?
Oh, yeah.
In Zakopane?
Not too many, but I saw some.
And when you were there, did you work or did you go back to school? What could you do in Zakopane?
I didn't do nothing.
You just had to try to survive.
Right.
How about, what did you do for food? Was there any program to give you food?
Of course she had food for me.
And how about when you went to the mountains? Did they have any food there?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you when you got to Zakopane?
I don't know. I was a kid.
From there, where did you go?
My mother found me, so I got together with my mother.
Wow. She found you there?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing her for the first time after all those years?
Sure, I did.
Tell me, what was that like?
I was happy to see her. And I thought she was happy to see me.
I'm sure she was. Yeah. I'm sure it was very emotional for both of you.
Yeah.
How do you think she found you?
I don't know.
It was just luck. So after you were reunited with your mother?
Right.
What did the two of you do?
She got married again and she had a son.
Okay.
I took care of the child and she went to work.
Were you still in Zakopane?
No.
Where did you move?
Warsaw.
Okay. And so you were raising your little brother.
Brother died.
Your mother went to work. Where did she work?
I remember already.
And you lived with her and her new husband?
Yeah.
Did you rent an apartment in Warsaw?
She must have had an apartment.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel having a new, younger brother?
I take care of him, so I better feel good.
You had to take care of him. It was more responsibility for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he listen to you?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. So from Warsaw, where did you move next?
Nicaragua.
Wow, Nicaragua. That's a big move.
Yeah.
What took you to Nicaragua?
My mother's brother survived the Holocaust. So he sent for my mother and me, of course, and my brother.
Do you remember how old you were when you moved?
I don't remember exactly.
Wow. What did you think about Nicaragua?
It was okay.
So at that point, you had been in Poland, so you spoke Polish.
Yes, of course.
Other languages?
Not then, but now I do.
How many languages do you speak now?
Polish, Jewish, Yiddish, you know, Spanish, and English.
Wow. So everywhere you moved, you had to adapt.
Right, yeah, yes.
Wow. And what did you do when you got to Nicaragua?
You know, I don't remember.
That's okay. Did you start working?
I was too young.
You were still very young. So you were at home with your little brother.
I took care of him. Was a job itself.
Mm-hmm. And was your mother still with her second husband? Did he move with you too?
Yeah, for a while.
Okay. Had you ever met your mother's brothers before you moved to Nicaragua?
No.
No, it was the first time. And you said they had also survived the Holocaust.
She survived because she was in a different town.
He lived in a different town in Poland?
I guess so.
Oh, wow. So he was very fortunate to have escaped. Wow. So how many years did you live in Nicaragua?
I don't remember. It was quite a few years. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you were still young, so you didn't work. How did you learn Spanish?
By going, learning, talking. People talk to you or you went. I think I went to school, but not long.
Were there many other Jewish people in Nicaragua?
There were about 30 families.
30 families? Okay. And were they mostly from Poland as well, or were they from all over?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting how you moved so many different places.
Yeah.
From Nicaragua, what was your next move?
Yes, New York.
To New York. Did you go through Ellis Island in New York?
I must have. Mm-hmm.
So who made the trip with you?
My mother. And my brother.
Mm-hmm. And what brought your family to New York? Did you know people here?
I don't know.
You were just following your mother.
Yeah, I was with my mother because I was still very young. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was New York like when you arrived?
It was okay.
At that point, were you old enough to work?
No.
No. Did you enroll in school?
I think I took care of my brother. Mm-hmm. I don't remember going to school.
Mm-hmm. You had so much to do at home.
Right.
You weren't able to go to school.
Wow. Right.
It sounds like your mother depended on you a lot to help the family.
Right.
How did you feel about that, being so young?
I feel all right.
Yeah, you were happy to help her. So I know you told me, you showed me the picture that you got married.
Right.
And you told me you got married in New York.
Yes, sure.
What was your husband's name?
Philip.
Philip. How did you meet him?
I don't remember, but I think I must have met him through his cousin.
Through his cousin? Was that through work, or how did you know his cousin?
I lived by her.
Did he lived near you?
I lived by her.
What is that?
I was living in her house.
Oh. You lived with the cousin?
Right.
Ah, I see. Okay. And do you have any children?
Oh, yeah.
How many children do you have?
Four, I think. Something I really don't remember anymore.
That's okay. I know you have one daughter who lives in New York.
I have two daughters who live in New York.
Two.
Mm-hmm. And I have one daughter that has brain damage.
Wow. It must be so painful.
It is. Yeah. But what can you do?
So you and your husband were living in New York.
Yeah.
You had your four children.
Yeah.
Did you work or did you just raise the family?
I just raised the family.
It's a lot of work to have all those children. And what type of work did your husband do?
He worked fixing typewriters.
Oh, he was a writer. Oh, fixing typewriters.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Was he from New York?
Must have. He lived there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was he Jewish?
Of course.
Did he also survive?
No, he was American born.
He was American. Mm-hmm. Did you share your story with him?
No.
No? Oh, why is that?
I don't know. We never talk about it.
No. Mm-hmm. And how about with your children? Did you ever share with them what you went through?
No.
Was there a reason that you didn't want to share that?
I never thought about it.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, thank you so much for being open with us and being willing to share your story with us. It's a very important piece of history, and it must be painful to talk about.
It is. It's depressing.
Is there anything that you would like to share for what your life legacy, what you want your life's legacy to be? How do you want people to remember you and your life?
I don't know.
You had to be very strong to go through all that change and all that heartache.
Yeah.
Anything you want your children to know about your life?
Well, that no part of it, maybe.
You've talked to them about it now.
No, not that I want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Like what?
About your life.
My life wasn't a very happy one.
Mm. It was a hard life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think you were able to find the strength to keep going?
I don't know. It's just this.
Mm. Do you consider yourself to be a strong person?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think so. Okay. Thank you so much, Mary, for sharing this with us.
That's all right. Oh.